Hi, everybody. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind. I'll be right back. And we're here with you today. Hey, rhythm, huh? Rhythm, such a fascinating thing. The whole idea of rhythm and what it is. You know, I've been thinking about it so much today. Why is rhythm so important? Rhythm itself, the beat. You know, we kind of think about it, it's like symmetry. It's like there are things that we know about life. We like things to be symmetrical and we like things to be rhythmical. Do they have to be rhythmical like they just have drums in the background, or can they be rhythmical like this? Listen up. Imagine what you're listening to today. You think that's music? A long while ago, I was fascinated by what is it about the ocean waves and the sound of the ocean that makes people so fascinated. And I read an article by someone in Sweden where they took some kind of a very sensitive microphone and they put it in a pool of sperm, believe it or not. And they listened to the sound of sperm. And the sound of sperm was identical to the sound of the ocean waves. Almost as if we could remember being back there somewhere, we find ourselves going home with this sound. Does this sound bring you home? This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind. You're listening to a recording of the heart of a baby yet to be born. Yep. This is an in utero baby's heart. So it's kind of amazing when you think about it. Makes you wonder, you know, it makes you wonder how can we live without this rhythm, and what does this rhythm mean? Now, people talk about the rhythm of love, and they talk about the rhythm of life. And it makes one wonder, you know, it makes me wonder, if we didn't have a rhythm, what would life be like? There's a clock in London that strikes every hour. You know, the big London clock, and boom, every hour you hear it chime. What would happen if it stopped chiming 1 hour? You think people would miss it? There's a town I know out in Long Island where they have a fire alarm test every noon. Every noon the fire alarms go off, just like a test. One day they didn't go off. Do you think people noticed it? Well, you see, the fire alarm becomes part of your rhythm. It's in the middle of a day. It's a day-to-day rhythm. I was listening to some other music. Let me give you an example now. Here's music that seems to have no rhythm to it. Seems to have no rhythm. Or do you make up the rhythm? does that heartbeat work with it anyway? This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind, trying to bring you a complex thought, or maybe one that's really rather simple. Maybe, as Rohini said, we make up the rhythm to everything. And maybe that's the very problem in life. Maybe sometimes life has no rhythm. And something you're doing is not in step and not in rhythm. And maybe it's not, and that's why it feels wrong. And let's say you're going out on a date with somebody you don't really like, and they're not in your rhythm. And somehow you say to yourself, there's something wrong with this, but I don't know what's wrong with it. And it's the rhythm of it that's wrong. I'll tell you a story about Herb Hertz. Herb was a man who I knew. I made up his name just now, but it was a man I knew. I was treating him when I was a therapist way back when. And Herb came to me because he believed he was schizophrenic and he had a fantasy. And in his fantasy, he was Wingate Stillwater III, a rock musician. He made up the name. And he was a rock musician who played guitar, and he was on a stage, and I remember the Russian princess would be in his audience, Nicholas and Alexandra. It was Alexandra was in his audience, and he knew that if only she would love him, he would feel fine. Now, this is a schizophrenic fantasy. But because he didn't play his music well, she would never love him. In fact, she would rather love Robert Redford. That was his total fantasy. So it's very complex, but, you know, people who have complex minds do complex things. So I had to treat this man. I had to do something with him in psychotherapy. And I, having been a drummer in the past, had a pair of drumsticks on my desktop, which I would practice on in between sessions. So he said to me, he said, what are you doing with drumsticks? I said, well, I'm also a drummer. And I said, and I know what's wrong with you, Herb, or Wingate, I called him. What's wrong with you is not that you don't play well, but that you don't have a good rhythm section. You don't have somebody who's helping you stay in rhythm, because that's what your rhythm section does, that's what your bass does, and that's what your drummer does. So let me help you keeping your rhythm. So Wingate Stillwater III would come in to see me 3 times a week, and 3 times a week we would talk about the rhythm of what he was doing. And he was cured. He came out of his fantasy. The man stepped out of his fantasy into the life of Herb, and he lived being Herb instead. But he understood that when he steps out of his fantasy, when he steps out of his rhythm, he has to travel to another planet to exist. Well, many of us are like that. When we get out of rhythm, we just don't know what to do. Did you ever feel rushing from place to place, and you're in such a hurry, and you just don't have your rhythm? You don't have your pace, you're moving at somebody else's pace, or you work at a job where somebody interrupts you, and they interrupt your rhythm over and over again, and you don't get a chance. Or you're sleeping, and you're trying to get a good night's sleep, and the baby wakes you up every few hours, and you can't get the rhythm of your sleep. As I describe it, doesn't it sound horrible? Now listen to this, I'm going back to the baby's heartbeat. This is a baby's heartbeat. By changing the pitch, I'm going to alter the sound of the heartbeat. Imagine if this was your heartbeat. And now this is your heartbeat. You know, many people feel that way. They're so nervous. In fact, you're listening to this, you're probably becoming a nervous wreck as I play it for you. And back to normal. So the rhythm of loving. Why do they say the rhythm of loving? What do you think it means, the rhythm of loving? You know, that's a description of love, a description of rhythm. A dependable, repeated pattern with accents. Now, why is an accent important? You know, love could be very boring if it just repeats itself over and over and over again, don't you think? Same thing, same food, same sandwich, same kisses, same sex, same orgasm, same rolling over, same sleep, same waking up, same newspaper, same breakfast, again and again and again. You wonder, you know, I mean, does it get boring? It may be the New England way, but is that the way you want to live? Or do you want an accent? And what is an accent? An accent is suddenly when you're falling in love with the pool boy. The accent is when suddenly your husband starts flirting with somebody else. The accent is when you suddenly get worried about each other. The accent is when you're trying to buy a new house and keep up the mortgage payments. You bring a stress into your life to solve, and you solve the stress, and that brings you back to a feeling of being connected. You know, people sometimes have a big bring in a thing. They create a problem, then they solve the problem, and they feel closer. It's like making love after having a fight. You know, it's like more passionate. So this is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind, talking about rhythms, and I'm talking about the importance of rhythm in love. But remember, rhythm is a repeated pattern with an accent. Because if you don't have the accent, it's boring. How often can you keep doing the same thing? Now, what if there is no rhythm in music? What if there was a music that doesn't have a rhythm to it? You know, I was trying to think of something. In fact, here, I ran across this Tchaikovsky piece, and I was listening for the rhythm of it, because it's one of my favorite pieces. I'm going to just start it somewhere around the middle. Just take a minute of this one little solo by Nigel Kennedy. Well, there certainly is a rhythm there, isn't there? Isn't there? I mean, can you hear it? Can you hear the ebb and flow? Can you hear that movement? Does that not sound like deep, passionate love? This is Armand DeMille with you. It's a Positive Mind. We're talking about you being in your rhythm and not being in your rhythm. And do you step out of your rhythm? Are you in your rhythm now? You think what happens, dance? What is dance about, and why do we have so much dance, and why is dance so important? Because it reminds you of the rhythm. You invite somebody to join you in the rhythm. There's a program I see on television. I only always catch the very last minute of it. But at the end of it, he says, now, everybody, let's get up and do a line dance like we always do, or whatever they call it. We'll do the hustle. And everybody gets up on stage, and all at once, people wearing jeans and stuff, they do this one line dance. What is it about a line dance? Or what is that other Mexican dance, the cucaracha? No, the... where everybody does the very same step over and over again, but then you watch everybody around you doing the same step, and there's something about it you love. I know people who used to memorize Thriller and every step to Thriller. Why? Because there was something about the rhythm of it, and being in rhythm with other people, that is a wonderful thing. Like cheerleading has something to it, you know? So being in rhythm in life is much more important than you think it is. Do you know your rhythm? Are you 4/4? Are you 3/4? Are you a little offbeat? You know, whatever you are, this is an important element. Maybe there's a way of your finding out about yourself. Maybe we love things that are rhythmic because we consider that it relates to our roots in some way, you know? We say, oh, that's part of our roots, you know, and it's basic. Maybe people who are south in the southern hemisphere love they love music more, the rhythmic music more than people in the northern hemisphere, you think? You know, down in the islands, they have a lot of drums. And maybe the drums come from Africa, and therefore it reminds us of our African roots. And since we all can be traced back to some prehistoric man down in Africa, since every race goes backwards to the beginning of mankind in Africa, maybe drumming reminds us of our organic roots. Is that what it is, you think? Then why is it in northern countries like Germany and England and up in the Netherlands, they kind of don't appreciate the drums as much, and they don't go for the drummies, but they like the violin and the piano and a little less obviously rhythmic stuff. No chunga chunga. You know, none of that really heavy rhythmic stuff. What's the difference? Which do you like the most? You know what happens, don't you? A person who loves heavy rhythms gets together with a person who loves no rhythms. And together they make great music because one represents the intellectual and the other one represents the passion. And they need each other. Desperately. We're all in a band. This whole world is one big orchestra and everybody plays some kind of part. And some guy's gonna play the kettle drum and some guy's gonna play the bass. If the entire universe were one orchestra, what part would you be? You think you'd be the piano? You think you'd be the piccolo? How about the triangle? You know, cling, cling, how about the drum? What part would you be? And that's your part in life. That's part of your part in life, in the rhythm of life, in the rhythm of mankind, humankind. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. All schizophrenia is a person who's lost its rhythm. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. I'm going to be taking your calls and talking about this intriguing subject today. Because if you think of yourself in rhythm, think of what you do when you walk down the street. Think of the rhythm of walking. Think of the rhythm of breathing. And think of most of all, the rhythm of a baby's heart. (212) 209-2900. Let's take one of your calls. This is Armand DeMille. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, Armand. How you doing today? Hello.
Hello.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Who is this?
My name is Richard.
Hello, Richard.
How you been?
I've been fine.
So, we're talking about rhythm. Lots of times I feel out of rhythm based on my whole makeup, my mindset. I get up, I think one way, I feel that way. And I think all the time, basically, I put myself in that mode.
And what makes the difference?
The difference? I'm not sure. I suppose is my environment, the way what's going on at the time, at the moment, my challenges within the world, interactions with individuals. These things have a lot of things in common that put me in sort of a downward spiral at times or an upward spiral. It's like the clouds. If you have a cloudy day, sometimes you may feel cloudy.
Oh, but it sounds like you're a man who suffered some great losses.
Not really. But yes, I have. You know, abandonment is a great loss, I suppose.
How about death? Has anyone close to you died?
Maybe 45 years ago, yes, but not recently.
45 years ago. How old are you now?
I'm 53.
So when you were 8 years old, you had a death in your life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that?
Well, my brother died, and we were very close.
How did your brother die?
You died of cancer.
You're 8 years old, and there's a rhythm in the family. And the rhythm shifts because your brother gets sick. And your brother dies, and it changes everything in your life, doesn't it?
Without a doubt, definitely. He was my mentor.
Oh, and he was your mentor, too. So, Richard, it sounds like you didn't have a father around.
Oh, definitely, no.
Definitely what? You did have a father?
I definitely did not have a father.
You didn't have a father around. So here you are. Your mentor, older brother, dies. Your father is not around. And you're left living on some kind of a rhythm, trying to take care of your mother and your sisters, probably?
Well, more or less, taking care of myself.
And taking care of yourself. Right. See, you're a single instrument.
Definitely.
In a world that, in an orchestra that you can't touch. You know what I mean? You're the solo instrument. Boy, it must have taken you a lot to get past that. How do you ever fall in love? How did you ever find somebody to love?
Well, I suppose my insecurities kept me at bay and also put me in situations where I caused more harm than good based on my acting out.
Because you would do things, because you couldn't find yourself, because you found a love, Richard, and you said, well, this is love, and here's the rhythm of love, but, you know, I still don't feel good, so you do some silly things.
Absolutely.
And you do things that you think, maybe this will bring the balance, maybe if I have this drink, or maybe I find this other girl, or maybe I do this, and this will make me feel good. Mm-hmm. And you're trying your very best, because you're an eight-year-old kid whose life blew up. And so you're trying your best, and of course it doesn't work because your relationships, you know, the person on the other side says, no, bring me something solid.
Right.
So you must have taken some time to get past that at 53, because from the sound of your voice, you've come a long way.
Well, I'm still learning. I'm still learning who I am. But I still find these moments of emptiness and that I feel like sort of frightened that I want to try to find a quick answer, a quick resolve.
Sure. We always look for that. So what you need is a metronome. What you need is a way of keeping rhythm. What you need is a reminder about the very beat of life. And you need that somewhere around you. Do you play any instruments?
No, but I do like music. I do love music.
So you need something that tells you to keep in track, and I'm going to ask you to do this. Keep in your mind the sound, the rhythm of life. Just keep thinking about the rhythm. When you walk, think about the rhythm of your walk, the rhythm of your breathing. Just get in tune with that and bring that into life everywhere you go, because once you become a musical instrument, you're automatically a part of the orchestra. You don't have to play it. You just have to be it. And you got lost. You got kicked out when you were 8 years old. You know, welcome back in.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Richard.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. Whew. It's amazing how people recover. You know what I mean? It's just amazing. Great. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Armand. This is Sue. I think the world of you. I tuned in at the tail end of your first segment, and I just was wondering if this is a little strange, if I don't feel like an instrument. I kind of feel more like a conductor or dancing to music.
A lot of people do that, sure.
Is that okay?
Well, a conductor is an instrument. I mean, you know, what is an instrument without a conductor? But let me ask you something. Have you ever let go and let somebody play you?
It takes a while. I'm pretty much one who takes charge.
You're the one who takes charge. So you've never been anybody's instrument?
No.
Not a bad idea, though, right, if you think about it?
Yeah, it sounds fun.
What sounds like fun?
Just let someone take charge for a change. Sounds relaxing a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always a big question. For those of you who take charge... yeah, I'm a take-charge kind of guy, and if somebody else wants to take charge, I say, fine, go ahead, do it, you know, just do it and do a nice job of it as best you can. But it's very hard to let yourself be in the hands of somebody when you can't trust that they're strong enough to take care of you. It's very difficult. So you stay in charge, and the trouble with being a conductor is you never get a chance to listen to the music or to be a part of it. You know, it's conducting all the time. So you got to let somebody run your show. And the thing you got to do, there's a way around it, Sue. Go volunteer somewhere. And go volunteer somewhere where you follow the rules of whatever they say, even if it's a soup kitchen. If they say, we want you to ladle this soup into a bowl, and that's all you do, do exactly what they say and see what it's like to follow somebody's command every inch of the way.
Yeah.
And see the tremendous relief that comes with it when you know you don't have to do anything. You just have to follow the command. That's the beauty of music, you know?
Yes, I do a lot of volunteering, and I seem to end up taking charge and being the next one to take over.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, at some point, it's that compulsion. It's a good thing because we need people to take charge. We need conductors, you know? But it gets tiring.
It does get tiring. The older you get, you feel it.
The older you get, Sue, the more you feel it, right?
Most definite. Well, please send my love to Linda Briety, and it's always wonderful to hear your voice.
Nice to talk to you, Sue. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille, certainly. I mean, conductor is important, don't we agree? But reminds me of the conductor on a railroad. They're important, right? The conductor is important. But wouldn't it be nice to be a passenger? To go from place to place and let somebody else conduct you. You know? Nice, nice to let it go every now and then. That's the trouble with so many of us. We can't find our music because we're trying to control the beat. We're trying to control the rhythm. We're trying to control the force. Control this, control the emotions. I didn't want him to feel this. I didn't want her to feel that. I didn't want him to do this. I didn't want them to do that. Well, control them, control them, control them. How do you ever feel like you're a part of the music of life when you're spending all your time controlling everybody around you? It's a very, very, very difficult thing. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. We're going to take a short break. I think I'll have to play you something rhythmic, something with a good rhythm. And then when I come back, we'll take more of your calls at 212-209-2900. This is WBAI at 99.5 FM on your dial in New York City. Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 1 p.m. We'll be right back. Here's a little music. It is 1:30. That's James Asher you're listening to. James Asher is a great drummer, but it was Mickey Hart who did the Hart music, which is what you're listening to. The heartbeat of an infant that you're listening to in the background. Isn't that amazing? Imagine being a baby that small sometime in your life. You're wrapped up inside some kind of a sack laying there, and this was your whole life listening to this. This is what you heard. Without the boom, boom, boom. Hey, this is Armand DeMille with you with the Positive Mind. We're talking about the rhythm of life today, and we're talking about life's rhythm and being in rhythm and being out of rhythm and the times you feel out of rhythm. It's like when you're doing a job you don't want to be doing, when you're working at something you don't want to work at. I know somebody who's a great writer, and for a living she works in advertising. And she hates working in advertising because she's a great writer. She wants to write. I know musicians who do jobs that they don't want to do. So you may have to do the job, but you've got to remember that if you're sacrificing your rhythm somewhere, you've got to be able to pick it up somewhere. And I think that love is one of the great opportunities for re-finding your rhythm. Because when you dance with somebody, whether it's figuratively or literally, you dance with somebody, when you engage somebody, you find your heart. And you find the heart rhythm. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille with you with the Positive Mind. Taking more of your calls. Hi there, you're on the air.
Hello, Armand.
Hello.
My name is Yara.
Hello,
and
Yara.
I want to thank you for your wonderful programs, first of all. Would you say that the people who create rap music, I don't want to call it music, but I'm just... that they've lost their music of life, because this is a monotonous, rendition of whatever their expression of their protest or whatever.
Well, let's try it a different way. How about this?
I mean, because it doesn't have rhythm. It's like a monotone, you know.
You know, they have a thing called looping, which is such an interesting thing, the concept of looping when you're doing music. And that means you lay down a track of rhythm, and then you tie it end to end, and you repeat that rhythm over and over and over again. You redo, you remix. It's over, it's over, it's over. I think there are certain places in life where you appreciate the redundant, over-occurring, you know, the rhythm that repeats itself over and over because it becomes hypnotic.
Uh-huh.
And for people who like to be hypnotized, the most rhythmic becomes the most attractive. So if you want to dance, and you want to dance a tango with somebody you love, you're not really looking for a big rhythm because the tango itself is about you and the other person and grace. But if you're going to a rave band and you're doing rave music, you know, the rhythm becomes very important because you want to get lost in it. So I would say that probably the more profound the rhythm, the more the desire of the audience to get lost in the rhythm. Because they want to get lost. Because they want to go somewhere else. And if you think about the lives of many people, how wonderful that they could get a chance to travel like that, especially together. Do you ever go to a club where they're dancing to hip-hop music?
No.
I think you have to. Because it's amazing. It's amazing, the connection between people. Mm-hmm. They're more connected than a lot of people I know who've done square dancing, you know, or who do other kinds of music.
Okay,
but to you, it's offensive to your ear, right?
It's offensive to my, because it's boring, monotonous, and I tune out the words because I just, it's too monotonous. I just cannot listen to it, you know?
Well, it's
the message is lost on me because of that.
It's not true you cannot listen to it. You do listen to it, because otherwise how could you not tune it out?
I find it strident. And, if my heart chakra cannot be opened up with that kind of a monotony, I don't want to listen to some noise. To me, it's noise. Okay, like, can we define...
You know, and I heard when I was a kid...
Can we define...
I heard people say that about Frank Sinatra.
Uh-huh. Too.
They said, what noise? And then I heard them say it about the Beatles. What noise? And then they said it about Elvis Presley. What noise? And they said it about Dave Brubeck. What noise? They said it about all day. They heard Charlie Parker.
Right.
And they're like, ah, who could listen to that noise?
Could you? I'm just going to, last note. Could you define the difference between music and a metronome just beating? You know, what is music? How do you define music?
What a good.
Is it rhythm? Is it a melody? Is it, what is it?
How about all of that?
Or silence? Or what?
How about all of that? How about music is a composition? Music is everything together. Music is the breathing and the space in between. You know, I mean, one of the most beautiful things when you look at sculpture. If you look at a sculpture, I went to a Picasso garden once. I think it was in France. And I was looking at some Picasso sculptures, and it was not the sculpture itself that I was looking at, but the space in between the sculptures, the usage of the air, and the space in between.
Right, we call that negative space in art.
And in music,
uh-huh.
There is something about the negative space that is just remarkable as well,
the timing
in between. So yes, I can understand that certain things to you are offensive.
Well, basically, it's not. It's the monitor. It's, you know, I'm into chakras being opened up, and it shuts me down, and that's
because,
why I, it's offensive.
I can tell you
for that reason.
Yarrow.
Yada.
Uh-huh. You've always had a difficulty with anger. You've always had this. You're trying to master that difficulty. I could tell.
Uh-huh.
And the way you're trying to master that difficulty is you're trying to lower the tempo of your own rhythm. You're trying to bring your rhythm down so that you could feel the harmony. And the trouble with the music that you hate the most is it is
I don't hate it. I just tune it out because it doesn't appeal to me.
Listen, you're not even listening now because you're speeding up as we talk.
Okay.
You are attracted to slow, heart-opening chakra music. And you are repulsed by stuff that represents the part of you that you don't want to deal with any longer, which I don't blame you one bit.
Well, I like harmony, yes.
Good. Well, it's good to talk.
And
to
you. I do like drumming, you know, beats and whatever, drums.
Yeah, but not that hip-hop music, right?
I didn't say hip-hop, just the rap music.
Just rap music.
I don't like to say rap music. Music, you know, I don't like, it's rap noise to me.
Rap noise.
I'm sorry.
We got to make up a song about you.
Okay.
I think you have to make up a rap song about yourself.
Thank you very much.
What a fun thing that would be.
Thank you,
sure, thanks
Armin.
For calling
I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
212-209-2900. So it's very important. You know, I have the most trouble with bagpipes. I just can't get around bagpipes. You know that sound? So I was trying to figure out what is it about the bagpipes. And so in my own judgmental, critical, mean-spirited self way, I looked at it and I tried to associate the sound of bagpipes. And I associated it with screaming cats. And then I associated screaming cats with living in the slums on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, hearing them scream and holler at night, and how disturbing it was, and how it reminded me of the squalor. So a funny thing, I developed a prejudice against an associated sound. Now, to many people in Scotland, it's the most beautiful music in the world, the bagpipe. But they didn't grow up with screaming cats. 212-209-2900, Armand DeMille. Although when I once did a survey of music that is most disliked, bagpipes is one. Do you know what the second most dislikable sound is? Children singing. People don't like to hear children singing. You know when you have children singing choruses? It's not the kind of thing you put on your CD, your player, and you play over and over again. It's like one of those sounds that people don't want to hear. Opera single solo, female solos was another one that people couldn't take. Anything that sounded like shouting. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille. Hi, you're on the air. Hello there. We have another call, 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille.
Hello.
Hello,
this is Leora. I first have to thank you. I want to honor you so much because you had me come up with a little piece of jewelry deep, deep down that was hidden. When you spoke about walking And I began to image myself walking, and there's a certain way that I walk. It has a certain rhythm to it, and it's as though I'm walking to a silent orchestra. It's like, it's as though it's the orchestra of the universe, and when I walk in that type of a rhythm, and imaging that, as you were speaking, it created an awesome kind of feeling, a quietness, but a kind of walking as though that I'm in tune. And I wanted to share that with you. And then there was another thing, too. It came to me, I wanted to find my note. My voice note. What is my true note?
Because that's a good question, Leora. It's one that I ask very often to people. Because even when you have people say their name, they say it from a place. Try it with me now. Say your first name. Just say it.
I'll say my Hebrew name.
Okay.
Shifra.
Shifra. Now say it again and say it from a different place. From a more significant place according to you.
Shifra.
There it goes.
Shifra. It's like... it's a combination of the pure note with my little girl's note combined, and yet it has a kind of shifra. Oh, and my English name is Sidel Leora. I can say Leora.
Having a good time.
Oh, thank you.
Leora, thank you for calling.
What about the walking? Because you mentioned the walking.
There's a rhythm to walking, which is very important. And when you get a sense of your rhythm, you ever walk with somebody who's walking faster than you are or slower than you are?
Yes.
And you just can't walk with them because they're walking at a different rhythm? It's not that you're out of breath or anything. They're just walking at a different rhythm.
Uh-huh. But then there are people, it's not a critique, but how can I say that without, I'll just be gross. They're like clumsy. They just plop, plop, plop. What does that mean? Watching people walk is fascinating if you think about it.
It really is interesting. Well, maybe they were meant to be a different species. You know, you never know. Thanks for calling in, Leo.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Glenn Velez, breathing rhythms. Glenn did a really fascinating thing. Try it right now, my friends. Oh, I could do this all day. I could have such a good time. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. So I'm talking to you about the rhythms of life, and I mean, it's bigger than you think. You know, when you make love, it's a rhythm. I mean, you think about what people call making love or sex or kissing. Kissing is a rhythm. I mean, touching is a rhythm. I mean, it's all to be thought of. If you don't do it in rhythm, if you mismatch somebody's rhythm, you annoy them. You don't make them feel good, you know. You move too fast. You move too slow. You move too hard. You move too soft. You move too loud. So all of it seems to be about finding the right rhythm. Say I, the drummer of of WBAI. 212-209-2900. Let's take another one of your calls. This is Armand DeMille. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to mention one rap song that I love, which is probably one of the very few, if the only. It's a WBAI Saturday morning program theme called On the Count. Have you ever heard that, Armand?
I think I did.
And I wish I could. I actually taped it, but it goes, all my people's up in Attica, la 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 da 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 da, and I feel stupid because I can't remember the words, but it just really a classic to me.
What is it touching you?
It's hard for me to put it into words. I guess for one thing, my brother was in prison for a number of years.
Okay.
And so I relate.
What was that like for you when your brother was in prison?
It was hell. And
nobody thought about him. Did you?
I can't hear very well.
Did you love your brother very much during that time?
Yes, and I still do, and it's almost a one-way street, but I'm sure in his little way, he loves me too.
Oh, so there's the pain. So the music reminds you that somewhere inside, behind those walls on the count, that there's some kind of love, but he's saying in the music, they're saying we can't manifest it too easily because we're here behind the walls.
Uh-huh.
And in a way, it helps you understand your brother, who you love very much, but can't seem to love you back.
Yeah. But I really do feel that the reaching out as well. I mean, the way that these people are, the way they're locked up, but they're reaching out.
Yeah. And reaching out to everybody. And reaching out to you in some way. Do you go visit your brother up there?
Well, he's been out for almost 10 years now.
He's been out for 10 years.
And he didn't really have that much of an identification with the other prisoners in there.
Mm-hmm.
He was a kind of a white-collar crime guy on a very, very low level, very petty kind of level. But he got into serious trouble with it. But he didn't really relate to most of the...
What's your name, by the way?
Anne.
Anne, I want to thank you for phoning in and sharing that with us. I'll be sure to get a listen to that.
What? Oh,
I'll
please
get a listen
do.
To that
oh, please
music.
Do.
I
Thanks
want to hear
a lot.
That on the count.
Yes, I just wait for the song and then I turn it off.
And you turn off the rest of the music. I wonder if people do that with my music.
No, I don't turn off the rest of the music. I turn off the show. But
that's what I mean. I wonder if people do that. They like my introduction song. Right, and that's it.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
all they
I
want
love
to hear.
That,
then,
but I would never do that.
Then they just turn it off. It's okay.
I would
I'm
never.
Glad they like it. Chuck Greenberg, by the way, is the man who did that opening piece.
It's fabulous.
It's
something about
Dreams,
children?
Dreams of Children.
Dreams
yes.
of Children, yes.
And he had a group called Shadow Facts. And before Chuck Greenberg died, I called him and I asked him if it was okay if we used it as our theme.
Oh.
And he said he would be honored, so...
Sorry he died.
I don't think I'll be changing it.
Good.
Thanks for calling in. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. Talk about, you know, the family of hearts. Listen to the people calling in. How's this for the orchestra of WBAI? Hey, and from WBAI, one of our members not doing too well. I want you all to stretch out your heart, just your healing heart, and say, boom, whoever out there needs it. We send it. We send it. A couple of our folks really need it now. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, to me, you know, I have a heart arrhythmia, and probably it's because I've always felt like out of the beat of life, you know. But I do like rap music, and that song On the Counter, I've always liked it. It has something to do about my baby boo. She got another dude because I'm locked up because I had to go out and commit a crime because she was having a baby. I love the rap music, even if sometimes you know, the words they might sound offensive. They're not really. They're really they don't really mean it, and I always like the rap music. I even like the sound of children singing, but I have a heart arrhythmia, and probably it's due to the fact that I'm out of beat with the rhythm of life.
Huh, isn't that an interesting thing?
All right.
You know, you may be, but I've spoken to you many times before.
Yes.
And you come in on such a tangent, but you're always connected to the spirit of what we're doing. So however you do it, you know, you just keep doing it. You're doing fine.
Okay. Thank you, Armand. Bye.
My pleasure. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. Let's take one more call. Hi, you're on the air. It's Verizon. 212-209-2900. One more call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Armand.
Hi there.
Hi. I was listening to the program, and so that rap that they're talking about is a very good rap. They don't even play it anymore, the rap itself, but the chorus is still there.
You know why they probably don't play it?
Why?
Because we have been given some very strong censorship rules that say if any part of a song that we play or something that we put on the air has anything that is disagreeable to the censors, the station will be charged $8,437,222.46 per incident. You know, per incident. It's like, so if you play a song that has something on it, boom, everybody gets in trouble. So somewhere on that rap song, there might have been one of the seven deadly words snuck in sideways, even if it's inferred. And that's because, you know, they wanted to get BAI off the air for all these years, and they now say, let's put the censors in there and we'll censor all of you. So we're all on good behavior. And we watch the music we play.
Anyway, it's really simple. It says I got locked up because I had to build my stock up. That's because my baby boo was knocked up. Got to get this money for a doctor.
Well, wait. Hold on a second. Now, if you say the words, we may get in trouble.
No, the word's not in there. There's no word in there, really.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure.
All right. I guess, you know, I just have to trust that. So, but anyway, the way it flows, you can see the flow of rhythm in the way that they put it together. It's really done very beautifully. So, I don't know. I guess that's really all I wanted to say, because I don't want to get the station in trouble.
Thank you so much. It's certainly a station we don't want to get in trouble, because it is WBAI.
And the greatest station.
We need this station. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. You can go to the website, thepositivemind.com. You can learn all about The Positive Mind, but you could also hear rebroadcasts of the programs that we play on air. You can get that also at WBAI.org. Visit that site. So this is Armand DeMille with you. We're going to leave out with some yoga rhythms by Brent Lewis. And I will be back with you tomorrow at 1 p.m., my friends, in rhythm.